It's the rematch, the Bills and the Dolphins, in what will be Buffalo's home finale here in the 2013 season. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, it looks like the Bills are going to try for the season sweep for the first time since 2007, and they're going to ask Thad Lewis to engineer the sweep. He started back in week 7 in place of an injured E.J. Manuel. He's going to do it again here in week 16.
Yeah, and Thad Lewis' second start for the Bills this year was that 2-point win in Miami back 9 weeks ago, a game in which he got banged around a little bit. He was sacked 4 times in that game, but he hung in there and he made plays down the stretch to help lead the Bills to victory. Lewis says the Bills have the playbook wide open for him this week, just as they did 9 weeks ago in the game at Miami.
It was open now, but it's just now the comfort level. If coach calls something, me knowing what I know now, I can protect them, even if, you know, the game is a chess match. You know, even if they in the defense that counters this play, you know, I can get us in the right situation now. Well, I couldn't have done that the first game, you know, being my second starter.
He's a good ball player for us, really talented, you know, plays within himself, knows exactly the throws he can and can't make, and he does a good job. You know, he's been impressive in practice since, you know, taking over those 3 games, and, you know, obviously we want AJ out there, but, you know, looking forward to letting Thad go out there and do his thing too.
It's not just EJ Manuel who will be out of the lineup on offense for the Bills this week. Stevie Johnson also out for this game after the death of his mother last week. That means more time on the field for the younger wideouts like Marquise Goodwin. And another player who figures to see more time in the slot is Robert Woods.
Yeah, I mean, we're used to it. You know, injuries are a part of this game and situations come up, you know, like a Stevie situation. But we just got to play football. You know, it's going to be the same game. And we just got to, you know, play our game with or without him. And just manage to pull out a win.
Since the Bills beat the Dolphins in Miami 9 weeks ago, the Dolphins have gone 5-3. They're doing a better job of protecting the quarterback, but they have given up more sacks than any other team in the NFL. They are making a serious run for a playoff spot.
I mean, the biggest thing is that they're playing with, you know, confidence. They're kind of clicking on all cylinders a little bit. You know, they've won 3 of their last games, I think, or 4 of the last 5. Okay, yeah. So they're playing with a lot more confidence than we played them in earlier in the year, you know, and their offense is, you know, a little more in tune than it was.
One of the key cogs in Miami's offense is tight end Charles Clay. He's got 61 catches on the season, and he's a versatile threat, as evidenced by the 7 touchdowns he's put up so far this season.
Well, he's very versatile. He can do a lot of different things and line up in different, you know, formations, and I think that's where he kind of gets lost. You know, 1 minute he could be in the backfield blocking or come out of the backfield on a pass route, you know, or be flexed out as a wide receiver. So you kind of, you know, get mixed, like lost in the shuffle a little bit, but he's definitely capable.
A lot of my job will be, making sure he doesn't make any plays. But, you know, we'll have a lot of guys help him with that. But, yeah, he is a great player, and we'll have to, you know, have a lot of hats around him so can, you know, minimize plays.
Couple of other lineup notes for this one. Aaron Williams will not play due to a rib injury. Expect to see Jim Leonard get most of the snap count in Williams' absence on the defensive side of the ball. Also, free agent tight end signee Tony Moiaki will see his first action. He will be active for Sunday's game. How much playing time he gets remains to be seen. You know, Murph, we've heard all week about the magnitude of this game for the Dolphins and their AFC playoff push, but the Bills have attached some importance to this game for themselves.
Yeah, and the Dolphins obviously in a pretty good spot. 2 wins in their end. They can actually clinch a playoff spot this Sunday if they win and if Cincinnati and Baltimore lose. So the Bills can spoil Miami's playoff push, but the Bills also can look at the division record. Right now they have a chance to finish above 500 in the division for the first time since 2007. In fact, during their 14-year playoff drought, that was the only year the Bills had a winning division record. So there's that. There's jobs to play for next year. There's players who want to audition and show well. I think there's a lot for the Bills to motivate them in this game.
A reminder, this is a blacked out game, so the only place you can hear it is on the Bills radio network. Murph will have the call with Mark Kelso. Check your local listings. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.